This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Lincoln Wood will be in the road orange uniforms trimmed out in the black. Lancers in black lettering across the front. For Nokomis, they are in the home whites trimmed in the red. Nokomis in black lettering across the front. No jump ball as we are accustomed to here in this COVID season. So the visiting Lancers will get it at midcourt. And here we go. We are underway in the second game of our Friday night doubleheader here on WSMI FM 106. Girls basketball tomorrow night, Hillsboro at Southwestern. Huge South Central Conference championship implications on the line there. 7 o'clock with the game tomorrow night here on FM 106. Lincoln Wood gets tied up on their opening possession, so over it goes to Nokomis as Sneddon brings it across the timeline. Dribble drive all the way to the 10, left-hand layup, no. Sobel taps the rebound to herself, and she is fouled. And just like that, Audrey Sobel will be at the free throw line, the 6-foot sophomore. Just like her brother, Carter, started every game since she's been in high school. Free throw for Audrey is good. Never saw a JV second. Audrey basically a walking double-double. Second toss is no good, rattled out. Audrey gets one out of two. And on the rebound, it's deflected out of play, and it's going to be Lincoln Wood basketball. Just underway, opening quarter, 7:39 for quarter number one. The JV game was 4 5-minute quarters, won by Nokomis, 36-13. That pass is tipped and stolen out at midcourt. Lincoln Wood second turnover. Mia Fesser lead pass to Johnson, too strong with the left-handed layup, but the rebound tracked down by Johnson in the right corner, and Nokomis will reset with Stauder. Here's Fesser, tees it up, right corner, too strong, and the rebound tracked down by Johnson in the left corner. So she got an offensive board in the right corner, now one in the left corner. Here's Fesser, one bounce, right wing, picks it up, leaves it back for Sneddon. Emma Johnson, left wing, three ball for Jamie, off the heel, too strong, and on the rebound, a whistle and foul going on Nokomis. They're going to get Sobel on the personal. That's the first foul of the ball game on either side. Check that first foul on Nokomis as Audrey Sobel went 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Now pass deflected out, so Lincoln Wood will throw in front of the Nokomis bench. Rainwater out to midcourt, gets it into Avery Pope. Avery, the sophomore, on the bounce, leaves it for Haley Dom. Drives baseline, floats it up too strong. Air ball, rebound down to Stauder. She's fouled. Second foul on Lincoln Wood as a team. And they're going to get Sophie Rainwater with her second. So both fouls whistled on Rainwater. That'll get Courtney Bounds into her bench. Onto the floor comes Maggie McClellan, a 5'6 senior, replacing Rainwater. Asked Courtney if she was nervous before the ball game. She said, yeah, a little bit. I said, well, that's totally natural. 6:40 for the opening quarter. Justin Milberg was not at practice Wednesday because of that quarantine, so Courtney ran practice Wednesday and Thursday in coaching here tonight. Foul on Lincoln Wood underneath, their third team foul, and they're going to get Caitlin Payne on the personal there, trying to contend with Audrey Sobel on the inside. They get it into Audrey, and she seals off. Payne lays it up and in, 3 points for Audrey Sobel. That is a tall, tall task trying to contain Audrey Sobel, and Courtney Bounds once an early timeout. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Nokomis leading Lincoln Wood 3-0. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis High School. Early lead for Noco, 3-0 over Lincoln Wood. And a little different coming into the gym tonight. No temperature check required, as new guidance from the IDPH said temperature checks no longer required. So didn't have to do that to gain admittance to the building this evening. Probably about 20 people in attendance here tonight. There's a turnover by Pope, had her pocket picked out front. Sneddon goes up and down for the easy deuce. And the Nokomis pressure is giving Lincoln Wood trouble here early. 3 early turnovers for the Lancers, working against that famed 1-2-2 here at Nokomis. Girls, boys, doesn't matter. 1980, 1990, 2021, all the same here at Noco. 5:55 for the first quarter. Krager picked up her dribble at midcourt. She's in trouble. Long bounce pass to the right elbow finds its way home to Avery Pope. met out there by Emma Sneddon. And as I say 1-2-2, I think Nokomis is actually man here. That ball is short. Rebound to McClellan. No. Another offensive rebound for the Lancers. And a travel on Lincolnwood. Yeah, I've got so accustomed to Nokomis in a 1-2-2, I don't even really think to look too much into it. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Nokomis up 5-0. Looking to clinch the MSM conference title here tonight. Sneddon on the dribble drive. She's fouled. Already 4 team fouls on Lincolnwood. And the foul this time on Avery Pope. That's her first. Fesser tries to lob it up to Sobel, deflected out of there, but Audrey tracks it down top of the key. Leaves it right side of the key now for Emma Sneddon on the left wing with Jamie Johnson. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Stauder. Good defense there by the Lancers. Pass out to Sneddon into the hands of Jamie Johnson, right elbow. Leaves it for Fesser. Nice lob pass down to Sobel off the window. It's good for Audrey Sobel. Beautiful find from Mia Fesser. 7-0 Nokomis. We've played 3 minutes first quarter. Nokomis is man-to-man here and a travel out front on Cassie Krager. Fifth Lincolnwood turnover. Substitutions now for the Skins, but before we get there, we'll get our mask timeout here in the opening quarter. 4:53 for quarter number one. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 7-0. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. We'll have Sports Saturday at 9:03 tomorrow on FM 106. We'll be joined by Hillsborough boys coach Joe Vanzo at 9:05, Carlinville football coach Chad Easterday at 9:15, and Gillespie soccer coach John Overticchio at around 9:30 tomorrow, Sports Saturday on FM 106. Then tomorrow night, girls hoops, Hillsborough at Southwestern live around 7 here on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Emma Sneddon dribble drive left, attacks the rim and draws team foul number 5 on Lincolnwood. We haven't even played 4 minutes in the opening quarter. That foul on Avery Pope, her second. Also got Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow, regular season finale at Ohio State, 2 o'clock pregame on 105.3 The Ox. Free throw for Sneddon, too strong. A win tomorrow for the Illini, and that should lock up a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament regardless of what happens in the Big Ten Conference tournament. Second toss for Sneddon. Good. Emma gets 1 out of 2. She has 3 points. Audrey Sobel has the other 5, and Nokomis leads Lincolnwood 8-0. Last time I was in this gym for a Nokomis girls game, Hillsborough jumped on the Skins 22-0 in the first quarter en route to a win. Just 1 of 3 losses on the year for Nokomis. They lost to Hillsborough. They lost to Calhoun, and then they also lost to Central A&M. Lancers dump it down on the left side. Count it and the foul. Maggie McClellan gets it to go off the nice find from Caitlin Payne. Payne fed the post from beyond the top of the key down to the left block. McClellan elevated to make the catch, absorbed the contact, and finished the play. The 5'6 senior at the free throw line. McClellan's free throw is good. The old-fashioned three-point play for Maggie McClellan has the Lancers on the board. It's 8-3 NoCo, 4-10 first quarter. Here's Jamie Johnson, right side of the key to Sobel. Audrey on the bounce, leaves it back now for Natalie Engelman, who's checked in, the 5'6 sophomore. She lost the handle. First turnover on Nokomis, and then Natalie commits the foul. That's her first. Team's third. Addison Dengbar is also into the action for Nokomis, a 5'5 sophomore. Sneddon out front. Now the pass away to Cassie Krager. Leaves it on the right wing for McClellan. Right side of the key with Caitlin Payne. Jasmine Vickery on the floor, the 5-foot sophomore for the Lancers. Pivots around. She's going to get tied up. And on the arrow, it'll stay with Lincolnwood. Everybody was running the other way, but the Lancers have it on the possession arrow. Sideline trigger in the front court for Lincolnwood. Cassie Krager gets it into Maggie McClellan. McClellan brings it across the head of the key out near midcourt. Chucked out there by Stauder in the Nokomis man-to-man. Things you thought you'd never say. 338 for the first quarter, and the Lancers won a timeout. Nokomis leads 8-3. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis for game two of our doubleheader here on your Friday night. Hope you enjoyed game one boys action between Carletonville and Litchfield. Here in girls play, Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 8-3, 3.5 minutes opening quarter. Stauder pressuring McClellan out front. Maggie spins away from trouble, gets to the left elbow, forces it up, partially blocked by Stauder. Fought for underneath by Krager. She muscles it up over Sobel, too strong, and the rebound down to Nokomis and Snedden. Long lead pass deflected away by Haley Dom, and she picks up the loose ball underneath the Nokomis bucket into the hands of Maggie McClellan. McClellan between the circles, being pressured out there by Stauder. Picked up the bounce now, leaves it back for Krager. Cassie, one dribble, pulls up right elbow, left it short, rebound tapped around off the fingers of Dom, picked up by Natalie Engelman. Here comes Natalie into the front court. Engelman cut off the right side, leaves it for Audrey. Sobel, top of the key three, just off the mark, and the rebound down to the Lancers and Krager. Cassie pushes into the front court, then has her pocket picked clean by Emma Snedden. Lead pass to Stauder off the window. It's good for Kristen Stauder. Emma Snedden wreaking havoc out front on the Lincolnwood ball handlers. 10-3 Nokomis, 2.5 minutes opening quarter. Lincolnwood's turned it over six times in the quarter. Here's Krager, top of the key with Haley Dom. Dom bounced it once, leaves it back now for McClellan. Down in the left block, that is Krager. A lot of contact, no whistles. Krager winds up on the deck. Sobel winds up with the basketball. Here's Addison Dangbar for Nokomis. Down in the right block, Stauder. Kristen attacks, blocked out of there by Caitlin Payne. And it'll stay with Nokomis, 2:07 first quarter. Substitutions now for Nokomis. Mia Fesser returns, and Carly King checks in, a 5'4 sophomore. Snedden and Stauder will get breathers. Here's a corner three. Sobel missed it all, and on the rebound, tied up Dangbar with McClellan, and on the arrow, it stays with Nokomis. Cora Stevens has checked in, a 5'10 junior for Lincolnwood. Looks like Caitlin Payne getting a breather. Fesser triggers in from the left side of the lane, leaves it off the Dangbar, down to King. She looks for Sobel, deflected out by the Lancers. It'll stay with Nokomis, a minute 57 opening quarter. Skins will stack three at the right elbow. Dangbar at the left elbow. Fesser to Trigger. Gets it into Dangbar right wing. Down on the block to Sobel, and a foul on Cora Stevens coming over the back of Audrey that time. First on Cora, sixth team foul on Lincolnwood. Well, you got to expend a lot of energy trying to stay in front of Audrey Sobel. She just muscles and bullies her way to that good position. She's battling right now, has the position on the low block, spins middle, and draws the foul. Man, she just works hard down there in the low post. When you're defending her, you have to do all sorts of work before she ever gets the basketball, because when she gets position on you, it's game, set, and match. The foul on Stevens. The free throw is no good for Sobel. Audrey just 1 out of 3 from the foul line here in the opening quarter. As Caitlin Payne returns for Lincolnwood, Stevens sits after picking up two quick fouls. Second free throw for Audrey, good. Sobel gets 1 out of 2, 6 first quarter points for Audrey Sobel. An 11-3 Nokomis lead, 103 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Krager on the left wing. Leaves it for Amanda Seelbach, who's checked in, the 5'5 sophomore. She leaves it off for Maggie McClellan. Up top to Payne. Her pass tipped by Sobel, stolen by Sobel. Lead pass to Fesser, blocked in there by Payne, but Caitlin on the inline, and it'll stay with Nokomis. Good hustle by Caitlin Payne to get back and thwart the fast break opportunity. Fesser to trigger in again, right side of the lane. Gets it into Sobel, right corner. Hand off right back to Mia Fesser. Mia in the corner, it goes to Dangbar. Addison back to Mia, right side of the key. Puts it on the deck. Leaves the pass for Dangbar in the right corner. Addison now, bounce pass to Sobel. Audrey, one bounce, attacks baseline way too strong. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood. 65 seconds, first quarter. Here's Haley Dom. Leaves it off for McClellan, still in the backcourt. Nokomis in man-to-man defense here. They have forced 7 first quarter turnovers against Lincolnwood. Haley Dom on the right wing. Top of the key it goes to Caitlin Payne. into the hands now of McClellan, left side of the key. 45 seconds for the first quarter. Courtney Bounds calling for some motion here in the offense. Down on the right block, it goes to Krager. She spins baseline, but right in to Carly King, forces the tie-up, and Lincolnwood will keep it on the arrow. Kristen Stauder will return. Audrey Sobel will get a breather. Boy, it seems like every jump ball we have stayed with the offensive team here in the opening quarter. On the baseline, Krager gets it in, foul line. 15-footer rattled down for Maggie McClellan. McClellan has all five Lancer points off the Lincolnwood bench, half a minute first quarter. Here's Carly King, right wing with Mia Fesser, into the hands of Natalie Engelman. She leaves it for Dangbar. Top of the key now with Stauder. On the right wing with King, the 5'4 sophomore. Little pick and roll action down to Stauder off the window. It's good for Kristen Stauder, as Kristen did a nice job to roll to the hoop off that right baseline. And Carly King, a pinpoint pass. 13-5 Nokomis. 5 seconds first quarter. Bad pass by the Lancers. Thrown right to Stauder. Lead pass Dangbar with 2 seconds for the quarter. She's fouled. 6 tenths remain on the opening quarter clock. And free throws for Addison Dangbar. The foul on Cassie Krager is her first, but it's the 8th team foul on Lincolnwood in the first quarter. 8 fouls, 8 turnovers. Free throw is no good for Dangbar. That missed everything. 13-5, Nokomis with the lead. Second free throw is good for Addison. 1 out of 2. Lincolnwood will throw it in, and that's the quarter. 8 minutes in the books here at NoCo. It is Nokomis 14, Lincolnwood 5. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 14-5 here in girls basketball on your Friday night. More girls hoops tomorrow night. Big time game in the South Central Conference. The title for the conference is really on the line. Hillsboro's at Southwestern. Live tomorrow, 7 o'clock on FM 106 and streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Here's Sneddon as Nokomis has the basketball to start the second quarter. Great post position from Sobel off the feed from Fesser, and Audrey has 8. Again, deep post position for Sobel on the catch. 16-5 Nokomis. 7:40 for the first half. Here's Krager. Leaves it for Dom. Wants the 3-ball. Good look. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound is corralled by Audrey Sobel in the backcourt. She will bounce it once. They're going to call her for double dribble. And she must have bounced it when she corralled the rebound, and then she had no guard back to help her, so she took a dribble to move up the floor, and that's when they got her for the double dribble. Sometimes it's easy to forget that if you bounce it on the rebound, that does count as your dribble. It didn't feel like a dribble to her, but it was. Now she gets a block on Dom, who tried to trigger from the left elbow. Now a bad pass by Stauder going the length of the floor, threw it right to Caitlin Payne. She leaves it off to Krager. Cassie attacks, blocked from behind, gets it back, dumps it off to Pope. Her shot too high off the window. Sobel with the rebound. Here's a long outlet, length of the floor. Sneddon up. Oh, she missed the layup. Offensive rebound. Stauder, the putback is good. Nice lead pass from Audrey Sobel from underneath her own defensive hoop. She threw it right down the middle of the floor on a bounce to the foul line, and it leads to a Nokomis bucket. 18-5 NoCo, 6:50 first half. Maggie McClellan has all 5 Lancer points. Man-to-man defense for Nokomis as Pope on the trigger missed it. Offensive rebound down to Amanda Seelbach, and she was fouled. They will get Stauder on the personal. That's Kristen's first, team's 4th. And at the free throw line, Amanda Seelbach, 5'5 sophomore. The toss is no good, too strong. Lincolnwood now 1 of 2 at the foul line. Nokomis was 4 of 8 from the stripe in that opening quarter. Second free throw for Seelbach is short, and on the rebound, 2 skins tip it around, eventually picked up underneath by Caitlin Payne. Another chance for Lincolnwood. Dom triggers a 3 off the heel, too strong. Good block out by Fesser, and Mia has the rebound for Nokomis. Into the front court. Dumps it down to Stauder. Tough pass there, a lot of traffic, and Kristen can't handle cleanly. Out of bounds for Nokomis' 5th turnover. And then the ball wound up on the way on the other end of the floor. So they will go retrieve that. And Lincoln will throw in the backcourt with 6:23 for the first half. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports, then Sports Saturday at 9:03 here on FM 106. Tomorrow morning, bad pass by Krager. Long bounce pass stolen away. Now Nokomis gives it right back as the clubs exchange turnovers. Lincoln Wood gets it down to Krager. Her shot's no good. Rebound picked up middle of the lane by Dom, and she's fouled. Fifth team foul on Nokomis, 6:03 for the first half. They're going to get Sobel. That's Audrey second. And that will probably be, I mean, she's so skilled, so talented across the board, but the ability to play the minute she plays without fouling will be the next step in Audrey's game. Substitution to the table for Nokomis. It'll be Natalie Engelman. She's going to check in replacing Audrey Sobel. When Audrey has to come off the floor with fouls, the opponents rejoice. 6 minutes for the first half. That inbounds pass was tipped. Finds its way home, though, to Avery Pope on the bounce right side. Man-to-man defense for Nokomis. I didn't see that at the start. Just assumed it was the 1-2-2. There's a travel on the baseline for Haley Dom. 10th Lincoln Wood turnover. The future is bright for this Nokomis program, a very talented sophomore class. The Lincolnwood program, they're getting better each and every day. When you start from scratch, it takes time. Good attitudes, though, for the Lady Lancers. They keep their heads up, don't get discouraged, as Natalie Engelman lost the handle. 7th turnover on Nokomis. Most important part, have fun. No matter what, you got to have fun. Here's a turnover by the Lancers. Sneddon on the attack. Wild layup. She missed it. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood and Avery Pope. 5:10 first half. On the right wing with Haley Dom. Bounce pass, top of the key. Caitlin Payne now. Checked there by Stauder. And the no-co man-to-man. High, lazy bounce pass. Engelman able to jar loose and eventually turned over. Fesser able to tip it to Engelman, and Natalie is fouled. That ball was knocked loose and just rolling down the floor, and Mia Fesser, a very smart play. She didn't try to pick it up, didn't try to dribble it. She just simply got her fingers on it and batted it towards her teammate, Natalie Engelman. 4:54 for the first half. We will have our second quarter mask timeout. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 18-5. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this doubleheader of high school basketball action on your Friday night. Hope you enjoyed game one, Carthenville-Litchfield boys. Here in game two, in girls play, Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 18-5 as the free throw for Natalie Engelman is too strong. 4:54 for the first half. Second toss for the 5'6 sophomore. Free throw is off the heel, hit the backboard, and kicked out. Rebound down to Lincolnwood and Haley Dom. Out front with Avery Pope. Avery spinning on Sneddon. Emma does a good job moving her feet, staying in front. Here's McClellan, top of the key with Dom. Right side of the key now, Avery Pope. Down low, good movement, McClellan, and she's hit on the release. They will get Engelman with the foul. That is her second, team's sixth. All the Nokomis kids wearing black masks. For Lincolnwood, you've got a variety of colors. You see some white masks and the blue masks. Looks like the surgical medical masks for Lincolnwood. The free throw is off the heel, too strong for McClellan. Should be two shots here. Yeah, everyone was getting into the lane like it was 1-1. The officials, I don't think for sure for a moment, but then they realized, oh, yes, two shots. You know, it's interesting talking to ADs throughout the year. You know, a lot of them ordered masks special, you know, with their school logos on them or whatever. But I've heard several ADs say that those masks wound up being too thick and the kids didn't necessarily like them. They weren't breathable enough. Second free throw for McClellan, too strong, and the rebound down to Nokomis. They're going to have special masks for football that attach to the face mask, which will be a big, big help for these players when you start talking about mouthpieces and water bottles and all that. So the football masks will look completely different than the masks we've come accustomed to seeing in normal society. Here is Natalie Engelman for three, way too strong off the left wing, and the rebound down to Lincoln Wood and Haley Dom. She pushes right up the center of the floor, finally cut off at the top of the key. Back out to Avery Pope. Picked up her dribble, leaves it for Maggie McClellan. McClellan now down to Avery Pope. She pivots around, leaves it back now. 16-footer short for Seelbach. Air ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Nokomis. 3:47 first half. Audrey Sobel to the table. She will check in, replacing Natalie Engelman. Audrey, 8 points tonight, two fouls. It's going to be Lincoln Wood ball. They're going to say that shot by Seelbach was an air ball because it was tipped by Nokomis. Good piece of officiating right there, getting together. And, you know, after watching college basketball and watching the NBA and seeing how much time these officials spend at the monitors, it is really refreshing in high school basketball to see the officials get together, have a conversation. And when they do, I'm telling you, 99 out of 100 times, they get it right. They just do. Brandon Engelman was a little bit unsure about that. He was having a conversation. Now he's going to go to his bench for a substitution. It'll be Sydney Bertolino, the 5'7 freshman. She almost forgot to check in. And then the officials about threw the ball in play when Nokomis only had four players. Now we're ready. Now we're ready. Everybody's got five on the floor. Lincoln Wood ball on the baseline. And now, before the ball's inbounded, a moving screen on Lincoln Wood. Their 13th turnover, 9th team foul. And the personal foul, let's see, who did they get that on? I believe it was Cora Stevens. Yep, that's her third. So Cora's out of the ball game, and Brittany Slidham will check in, 5'8 senior. 3:45 first half, 18-5, Nokomis with the lead. Maggie McClellan has all 5 points for the Lancers. Miscommunication there. Dangbar threw it right to Haley Dom, and Haley was so surprised by it, she traveled after she made the catch. Dangbar just got confused right there. Threw it right to the Lancers. Lincoln Wood gives it right back. Here's Dangbar driving left side. Puts it up off the window. It's down for Addison Dangbar. Her first field goal. 3 points for Addison. Makes it 20-5. Nokomis, 3:20 first half. Pope picked up her dribble in the backcourt. A pass across the timeline to Jasmine Vickery. On the right wing now with Haley Dom. Top of the key it goes to Slidham. Left side of the key with Vickery. Checked there by Dangbar and the Nokomis man-to-man. Down on the block to Dom, blocked in there by Sobel. Audrey went straight up, outlet past the midcourt to Dangbar. Addison attacks, and she is fouled. Free throws coming for Addison Dangbar. 10th team foul on Lincolnwood, so it's two foul shots the rest of the way in this half for Nokomis. The foul on Vickery, her first, at the free throw line, Addison Dangbar. She's one out of two at the foul line tonight. Make it two out of three as she puts that toss down. Mia Fesser back on the floor for Nokomis. It'll be Haley Engelman getting a breather for Nokomis. Sobel checks back out as Bertolino returns to the action. For Lincoln Wood, let's see, Seelbach on the floor along with Dom and Krager. Get the other two Lancers on the floor here after this Dangbar free throw, which is good. Five for Addison Dangbar. Avery Pope is out there. And also Brittany Slidham. Inside of 3 minutes for the first half of play. Krager picked up her dribble out between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Gets it off to Slidham. Checked out there by Bertolino. 2:45 for the first half. Here's Avery Pope. Picked up the dribble, went nowhere. Now she needs some help. Gets it away to McClellan. Check that, Krager. And Courtney Bounds wants a timeout. 2:38 for the first half of play. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 22-5. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 22-5. Lancers without their head coach, Justin Milberg. He was quarantined on Wednesday. Courtney Bounds in control here tonight, Athletic Director Josh Stone also helping out this evening on the Lincoln Wood bench. Here is Dom. Top of the key it goes to Seelbach. Bounce pass to Pope, left side of the key. Nice action underneath to Dom off the window. It's good for Haley Dom. Good set out of the timeout for Courtney Bounds and Lincoln Wood. 22-7 Nokomis, 2:15 first half. Here's Carly King on the right wing. Leaves it back for Fesser. That cross-court pass tipped and stolen by the Lancers' Avery Pope. Avery goes coast-to-coast, pulls up too strong off the window, and it's going to be out of bounds, belonging to Nokomis, as unable to save at that time was Haley Dom. 22-7 Nokomis, 2 minutes to play first half. More hoops tomorrow night. Girls action, Hillsboro at Southwestern. South Central Conference Championship at stake as Dangbar buries a triple out of the left corner. Nothing but net there. 8 for Addison Dangbar. That'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night with the live coverage here on FM 106. The Toppers and Piasaw Birds. Oh, what a block from Stauder as she came up from behind and poked it away from Dom. And now Stauder on the attack. Leaves it for Fesser high off the window. It's good for Mia. Her first bucket tonight, and it's a 20-point Nokomis lead, 27-7, 80 seconds first half. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show for you at the break. Here is Haley Dom, leaves it off for Sophie Rainwater. Sophie able to put it down after picking up those two early fouls. She has her first bucket, 27-9 Nokomis as we enter the final minute of the first half. Here's Mia Fesser across the floor, right wing with Carly King. Left side of the key now with Stauder. In the corner goes to Dangbar. Addison Dangbar, nice slip pass to Stauder off the window. It's good for Kristen. Oh, Dangbar looked right and then a no-look pass back left to a wide-open Stauder. 40 seconds first half. And miscommunicate there between the Lady Lancers as Avery Pope and Cassie Krager not on the same page. The ball winds up in the Nokomis bench for the 15th Lincolnwood turnover. Substitution now for the Lancers. Maggie McClelland will check in. Sophie Rainwater will head out. See if Nokomis wants to hold for the final shot here. Sydney Bertolino is on the floor. Audrey Sobel sits here at the end of the half. Mia Fesser works right side. Half a minute for quarter number two. On the left wing with Carly King. Carly tries to dump it now to Stauder. Same play they ran a moment ago. This time Lincoln Wood was ready for it as Cassie Krager peeled back and deflected it out. 24 seconds first half. A 20-point Nokomis lead, 29-9. It'll be Carly King to throw in front court sideline. Gets it into Fesser with the volleyball spike line. Off to Jamie Johnson now on the right wing. Jamie picks up the bounce, leaves it back for Mia Fesser out near midcourt. 12 seconds for the half. Mia comes left elbow now. Leaves it back for King on the left wing. 8 seconds. Bad pass. Tipped and stolen. Lincoln Wood has a run out at the end of the half. Krager goes up and down for the easy deuce. Cassie's first bucket, and that's how the first half comes to a close with a Nokomis turnover and a Lincoln Wood run out for Krager. At the half, it is Nokomis 29, Lincoln Wood 11. We'll come back with the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis as the Skins lead Lincolnwood 29-11, and the Lancers will get the basketball to start the second half. Cassie Krager on the floor with Sophie Rainwater, Avery Pope, Caitlin Payne, and Haley Dom. For Nokomis, they've got Emma Snedden, Addison Dangbar, Mia Fesser, Audrey Sobel, and Kristen Stauder. Good pressure out front by Nokomis. Lancers able to get it on the block down to Payne, and she is fouled. They're going to get Sobel with her third personal. First of the half, but the third on Sobel. Caitlin Payne at the free throw line. Toss good. First point for Caitlin tonight, as Lincoln Wood now 2 of 6 at the free throw line. The 5'10 senior toss is off the heel and down with a soft touch and spin. Here's Snedden racing into the front court for Nokomis. Bounce pass on the baseline, Dangbar. Couldn't handle it cleanly, able to track it down. Gets it away to Stauder, and Kristen is fouled. Well, there were a lot of fouls in the first half, and we're off to a foully start here in the third quarter. They will get Haley Dom with the personal. That's her first. And at the free throw line, Kristen Stauder. Toss good. 9 points for Christian. Audrey Sabu will sit with those three fouls. Natalie Engelman will return. Second free throw for Stauder is good. Kristen gets the pair. She has 10 points. First player to reach double figures on either side. 31-13. Nokomis with the lead. Avery Pope handling out front. Sned knocked it loose. Pope lost her dribble. Keeps the ball. Gets it away to Cassie Krager. Off to Caitlin Payne. Into the hands of Pope. Right side of the key. Left side of the key now with Sophie Rainwater. Rainwater leaves it for Krager. Down in the block. Nice action there. Off the window. It's good for Caitlin Payne. She has 4 points. Her first field goal. And now a violation on Nokomis on the inbound as Dangbar stepped on the inline. And with that, Brandon Engelman wants a timeout. 7:04 third quarter. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 31-15. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, Lincolnwood has the basketball down by 16 in the front court. Baseline trigger, and it goes to Krager. One dribble, pull up off the window, too strong. Offensive rebound, Payne. The putback won't stay down. And on the rebound, out of bounds, last touch by Lincolnwood. Missed opportunity for the Lancers right there. Caitlin Payne did a great job to get the offensive board and then just could not get the bounce on the follow. Here's Mia Fesser in the backcourt, leaves it off for Dangbar. Addison Dangbar trapped there, gets back middle of the floor, across the timeline with the pass to Fesser. Mia dribbles into the left corner down the baseline, got triple teamed in there and turned it over. 12th, Nokomis turnover. Here come the Lady Lancers. Dom has her pass tipped, stolen. Nokomis, lead pass to Sneddon. Emma, right block, kicks it out to Natalie Engelman. Top of the key, Stauder for three, left it short. And the rebound to Lincolnwood and Caitlin Payne. 6:20 third quarter, 31-15 Nokomis. Lincolnwood seeing if they can have a little run here, get themselves back in this ball game. Dom going to be tied up, and on the arrow it'll go to Nokomis. 17th, Lincolnwood turnover. Dom just not strong enough with the ball that time. She showed it to Dangbar, and then Addison said, I shall tie you up. She will inbound, gets it away to Emma Sneddon. Sneddon in the backcourt, almost drugged that pivot foot as she's trapped there, gets it off to Dangbar. Addison in the backcourt, racing now across the timeline, leaves it for Fesser. Mia, bounce past the Stauder, off Kristen's knee, turned over, picked up by the Lancers, and now a foul. No, a travel on Lincolnwood as Krager turned to go up the floor. She ran right into a Nokomis defender and shuffled her feet. Fesser, quick trigger into Natalie Engelman. Off the window, it's good. First bucket for Natalie. Nobody covering Natalie Engelman on the left block. 33-15 Nokomis. Clock running 5:40 third quarter. Here's Avery Pope. Picked up the dribble out at the volleyball spike line, being hounded there by Emma Sneddon into the hands of Caitlin Payne. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. On the right wing with Maggie McClellan. McClellan, top of the key to Krager, being checked there by Dangbar. Bounce pass, right side of the key to Haley Dom. Dom bounced it once, went nowhere. Throws it to Payne right through Caitlin's hand. She's able to corral it. Gets it off to Krager. Attacks off the window. It's good for Cassie Krager. 4 points for Krager. Full court pressure from Lincolnwood here as Dangbar gets it across the timeline. Leaves to Natalie Engelman. Natalie turns, attacks on Payne. Missed the layup. Rebound down to Caitlin. She will get it away to Haley Dom. Into the hands now of Avery Pope. Being guarded by Emma Sneddon. Pope comes across the timeline with a crossover. Leaves it on the left wing now for Maggie McClellan. Top of the key with Payne. Into the hands of Avery Pope, right side of the key. 4:35 third quarter. 33-17, Nokomis with the lead. Girls Hoops tomorrow night, Hillsboro at Southwestern. 7 o'clock with the live coverage here on FM 106. Now we get a jump ball as Dom and Fesser both to the floor. Lincolnwood keeps it on the arrow. And with 4:26 to play in the third quarter, we will get our mask timeout. Nokomis 33, Lincolnwood 17. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis, and Nokomis PA man Gabe Cesaretti doing his best to entertain the socially distanced crowd here at Nokomis. He came with a trivia question. How many times in the show Friends did Ross get divorced? I think the answer is 3. I think. That's my final answer. 33-17, Nokomis with the lead. Lincolnwood has the ball as Avery Pope, who wears number 3 on the road orange jersey, leaves it off for Cassie Krager. Back into the hands of Pope, now top of the key. Avery picked up the dribble, Sneddon all over. Pivots around, good defense by Emma once Pope gave up the bounce. Into the hands of Cassie Krager, left side of the key now with Caitlin Payne. She tried to dump it down to Pope, right block, ill-advised, turned over. And now Nokomis going to give it right back. The lead pass was too long and took Starter right out of bounds. 14th Nokomis turnover. I've got the Lancers down for 19 turnovers. Payne will sit, and Sophie Rainwater returns for Lincolnwood. 3:55 for quarter number 3. A 16-point Nokomis lead. Here's Pope. Leaves it on the right wing for Krager. She had to play through contact there, courtesy of Fesser. She corrals the ball. 3 ball for McClellan, too strong on the rebound. A foul. And it's going to go on Nokomis. They're going to get Stauder. That's Kristen's second, team's second of the half. Baseline out of bounds for Lincolnwood in the front court. They put 3 Lancers left side of the lane. They fake it to the corner, get it into Rainwater on the right block, blocked out of there, and it'll stay with Lincolnwood. That was a nice out-of-bounds set as the attention goes to the left corner there for a potential 3-pointer, and then Rainwater just cut right to the right block. Now Sophie has it on the right elbow. She's going to get tied up, and on the arrow, it belongs to Nokomis. So that'll be turnover number 20 on Lincolnwood. Audrey Sobel at the table. She's checking in, replacing Mia Fesser. 3 fouls tonight for Sobel. She has 8 points. 3:34 for the third quarter. Lincolnwood showing full court pressure. Nokomis gets it into Addison Dengbar. Back to Natalie Engelman. Middle of the floor to Sobel. Across the timeline, a pass to Dengbar. Addison down to the block to Stauder. Kristen spins middle, missed it, and the rebound to the floor picked up by Lincolnwood. And they're going to get a travel on Brittany Slidham. She went to her knee to get that rebound, and then as she was getting the pass away, she lifted that knee off the court for the travel. 21st Lincolnwood turnover. 3:19 for the third quarter. Natalie Engelman gets it in near corner. Sneddon, she'll fire, left it short, out of bounds, and it'll stay with Nokomis. Caitlin Payne returning for Lincolnwood. She will replace Slidham. Natalie Engelman to throw in on the baseline as the Skins line everybody up on the inline. Engelman lobs it out to Stauder, right elbow. Kristen in the corner to Engelman. Off to Dengbar, open for 3. Left it a little bit short on the rebound. Sobel taps it back, but right to Avery Pope. Now Avery lost her dribble, has to get it off to Payne. And Lincolnwood into the front court with Cassie Krager. Inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. 33-17, Nokomis. They have not trailed here tonight. Here's Krager, top of the key, leaves it off for Caitlin Payne. And away from the basketball, we've got a whistle and foul. Not going to be a moving screen on Lincolnwood? It is. So that'll be the 22nd turnover, third foul of the half. And the personal goes on Haley Dahm, her second. Substitution for the Lancers sees McClellan coming off the floor and Jasmine Vickery checking back in, the 5-foot sophomore. Lincolnwood showing the full court press. Sneddon in the backcourt on the sideline. Here's Engelman still in the backcourt. A long pass front court to Dengbar. She's going to attack off the window halfway down, rattled out. Offensive rebound. Sobel, the putback is good for Audrey. Once Nokomis got the ball across the timeline, Lincolnwood had nobody protecting the rim. Dengbar attacked. Sobel cleaned it up. 35-17 Noco. 2:15 for the third quarter. And on the release, Haley Dahm is hit. She'll have free throws. They're going to get Dengbar on the personal. That's her second. 2:12 for the third quarter. 35-17, Nokomis at the free throw line. Haley Dom, the 5'5 sophomore. Dom 2 points tonight, make it three as she puts home the toss. 35-18, Nokomis. Second free throw for Dom. Rattles out, no good. Rebound down to Dangbar. Here comes Nokomis across the timeline into the hands of Natalie Engelman. Right baseline with Sneddon. Sobel has deep post position. They can't get her the ball. Here's Dangbar left wing, right side of the key. Engelman in the corner with Sneddon. Audrey comes and sets the ball. Screen rolls through the rim. As Dangbar has it left wing. Now Audrey has it right side of the key. Leaves it off for Sneddon. Audrey. Again, deep post position. They don't get to the ball again. Engelman open for three. Natalie's three ball off the mark. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood and Cassie Krager. 95 seconds for the third quarter. Krager leaves it back for Avery Pope. On the bounce, right wing to Krager. Top of the key with Haley Dom. Dom now leaves it back for Avery Pope. Pope looking for some help there. Gets it off to Caitlin Payne. Payne now at the volleyball spike line with a minute 15 for the third quarter. 35-18, Nokomis. Here's Krager. Leaves it for Vickery. Being checked by Engelman. Top of the key with Dom now. Haley on the bounce. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it back for Avery Pope. Right side of the key. Down low it goes to Krager. Blocked in there by Sobel. And it's picked up off the floor by Dangbar. Here comes Addison Dangbar. A little hesitation crossover in midcourt. Engelman in the corner to Sneddon. Back to Engelman. Top of the key with Stauder now. Kristen Stauder, left wing with Natalie Engelman. On the baseline, Sneddon. Pope went for the steal, didn't get it. That opens up the lane for Sneddon. She lays it up and in for the easy deuce. 37-18, Nokomis. 35 seconds, third quarter. Avery Pope across the timeline. On the right wing, picked up the dribble. Right elbow, leaves it for Dom. Haley Dom now. Dumps it off to Cassie Krager. 23 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Avery Pope. Top of the key, working on Sneddon. Bounce pass to Caitlin Payne. 15 seconds for the third quarter. Left side of the key with Dom. 10 seconds for the quarter. Dom lost the handle and now lost the ball. Called for traveling. The 23rd Lincolnwood turnover. 8.8 seconds for the third quarter. Mia Fesser back. Jamie Johnson returns for Nokomis. Carly King is on the floor for Noko. It'll be Skins ball, 8.8 seconds to the third quarter. They must go the length of the floor, leading 37-18. Into Fesser, midcourt to Stauder, off to Johnson with time with three. Now she slows it up, gives it back to King. Volleyball spike line, good if it goes! Just off the mark for Carly King. Three quarters in the books here at Nokomis. It is the Redskins 37, the Lancers 18. We're back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter time, Lincolnwood gets the basketball first. They trail 37-18. Nokomis won the third quarter, 8-7. Avery Pope gets it off to Maggie McClellan. Into the hands now of Sophie Rainwater, left side of the key with Pope. Checked there by Fesser. Right side of the key with Payne. Tries to dump it down on the block to Krager. It's tipped and stolen. 24th Lincolnwood turnover. Here comes Stauder down the sideline. Fesser to Sobel off the window. It's good for Audrey. A dozen for Audrey Sobel. Again, that deep post position for Sobel. 39-18, Nokomis. 7:20 for the ballgame. Left wing with Cassie Krager. Bounce pass to Caitlin Payne. Into the hands of Avery Pope now. Avery, left side of the key with Sophie Rainwater. But the Nokomis defense has really forced Lincolnwood to start their offense for about 20 feet consistently here tonight. 7 minutes ball game. Here is McClellan. Gets it down to Pope. Blocked in there by Sobel. She spun baseline. I think she wound up behind the backboard. Sobel comes up with the block. Here's Fesser. Lead pass to King. Back to Mia. Top of the key with Stauder on the right wing now with Jamie Johnson. Man-to-man defense for the Lancers. Here's Sobel. They swing it quickly to King on the left wing. Carly, one dribble, pulls up from 18. Yes, for Carly King. Carly's first bucket. And it's 41-18, Nokomis. 6.5 minutes ball game. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday, 9:03 tomorrow here on FM 106. We'll talk to Hillsboro boys basketball coach Joe Vanzo, Carletonville football coach Chad Easterday, and Gillespie soccer coach John Overticchio. All tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday, 9:03 on FM 106. As starting next week, we will have obviously basketball in season, their last week, and then volleyball, football, and boys soccer will all be in season starting on Monday. Here is Avery Pope in the right elbow. Yes, for Avery Pope. Avery's first bucket tonight. Knocks down the 15-footer. 41-20 Nokomis. 5:45 for the ball game. Carly King on the attack. Leaves it back for Sobel. Audrey too strong. Offensive rebound Stotter. Put back too strong. Offensive rebound Sobel. And she's fouled. Two free throws coming for Audrey. And then more girls high school basketball tomorrow night. A very critical game in the South Central Conference. Hillsboro at Southwestern. Both teams still perfect in league play. That'll be live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on FM 106. And then on Monday, Hillsboro travels to Pana. Free throw is too strong for Audrey Saba. We will have a Hillsboro-Pana girls-boys doubleheader for you on Monday. The boys game live at around 7, the girls game to follow. The Topper boys will host. The Pana girls will host on Monday. Free throw for Audrey is off the mark, no good. Misses the pair. And the rebound, though, kept alive by Nokomis and Kristen Stotter. Audrey has deep post position left block, spins middle, blocked and fouled by Cora Stevens. That's a tough matchup for Cora Stevens. It's a tough matchup for just about anybody in mid-Illinois. Highly skilled Audrey Sobel. She has a dozen. Free throw. Good. 13 now for Sobel. 5:28 for the ball game. 22-point lead for Nokomis. Second toss is short. No good. Rebound down to Lincolnwood and Stevens. You can find our broadcast schedule for the remainder of the high school basketball season at WSMIRadio.com. We also have our football set for week one. Weird to think we're going to have high school football in a couple of weeks. The 19th week one of the spring season. Three ball for Avery Pope is off the mark, top of the key. Rebound down to Jamie Johnson. There's a travel by Fesser. She could not get the air brakes activated in time. 15th turnover on Nokomis. And with 4:58 to play in the ball game, we will get our fourth quarter mask timeout. Nokomis leads Lincolnwood 42-20. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 42-20. There was some confusion about whether this game was at Lincolnwood or here at Nokomis, and Brandon Engelman told me it wasn't until Tuesday that he actually realized they were hosting the game tonight. Of course, they were scheduled to play twice this year, and Mother Nature got in the way. So just one meeting between these Montgomery County rivals. Nokomis leading 42-20. Here's Emma Snedden, leaves it for Dengbar in the right corner. Addison Dengbar drives baseline, tough bounce pass down to Stotter. She slips it off to Bertolino. That pass is jarred loose and turned over. 16th Nokomis turnover. Here comes Krager the other way, coast to coast for the bucket. Cassie Krager with six. No one stopped ball, and Cassie said, all right, I'll keep going. Here's Emma Snedden. She drives the baseline, and she runs into Cora Stevens there. The ball's off of Cora's leg out of bounds. It'll stay with Nokomis for 22 for the ball game. Engelman gets it in to Bertolino. Quick trigger on the long deuce for Sydney Bertolino. Knocks down the 17-footer, her first bucket. And Nokomis doubling up Lincolnwood 44-22 as we approach the midway point of the money quarter. On the right wing with Haley Dom. She dumps it down to Pope, and Avery on the pump fake shuffled the feet. 25th Lancer turnover. We are halfway through the fourth quarter. Nokomis has never trailed. They led 14-5 after one, 29-11 at the half, 37-18 after three, up 44-22 right now with 3:50 left in the ballgame. And a win here for Nokomis, and they are MSM Conference champs, their first year in the league. And they will be full-time members next year as Natalie Engelman on the attack draws the foul. Nokomis is still part of the Prairie State Conference this year, and they will be taking on Father McGivney on Monday. That game will be at McGivney. And if Nokomis wins that game, they will also be Prairie State Conference champions. So a chance to bring home two conference titles in this COVID season for Nokomis. And then starting next year, Nokomis will be exclusively in the MSM Conference. What a great addition to that league. Free throw for Engelman is too strong. The foul went on Cora Stevens, her fifth, so she fouls out here tonight. Second free throw for Engelman, good. Natalie gets one out of two. She has 3 points for the ballgame. Brittany Slidham returns for Lincoln Wood, replacing Maggie McClellan. Nokomis with the lead. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. On the attack, Krager lost it. 26 Lancer turnover. Then Nokomis gives it right back as Pope came up with the return steal. And then Avery is fouled. They're going to count that bucket? You better believe it. Avery Pope with four, and she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three. That stops the clock. 3:25 to play. Free throw is too strong for Avery. Offensive rebound, though, to Cassie Krager. She puts it up and in. 8 for Krager. 45-26, Nokomis. In the right corner with Dengbar. Left side of the key now with Natalie Engelman. Off to Sydney Bertolino. Back to Dengbar it goes. We approach the 3-minute mark of the ball game. Left wing with Emma Sneddon. Sneddon back to Bertolino. Off to Natalie Engelman. Engelman on the attack, foul line, dumps it down. Bertolino, oh, Sydney missed it, rushed it a little bit, and the rebound down to Caitlin Payne for Lincoln Wood. 2:50 for the ball game. Avery Pope handling out front, working on Sneddon. Gomez has been in that man-to-man all night, and it has forced 26 Lincoln Wood turnovers. Caitlin Payne, bounce pass, left elbow to Krager. She turned, bounced it off Stotter's foot, hit off her foot, and it'll be Lincoln Wood ball. Substitutions now for Nokomis. Kaylin Davis checks in, a 6-foot sophomore. Jamie Johnson returns, and Carly King back on the floor for Nokomis. A wire-to-wire victory for the Skins here tonight. Baseline trigger for Lincoln Wood. Krager gets it in to Slidham. Her shot blocked at the foul line, pulled down underneath by Carly King. Here comes Carly. Into the front court, leaves it for Jamie Johnson on the left wing. Jamie, top of the key now with Bertolino. On the right wing with King. 2:15 for the ball game. Top of the key, Kaylin Davis. Leaves it for Dengbar on the left wing. Top of the key now into the hands of Bertolino. She dumps it off to Johnson. Here is Kaylin Davis. Left wing with Carly King. Top of the key, Bertolino again. 2 minutes for the ball game. Bertolino has her pass tipped, but she's able to get it back. Leaves it off for Dengbar. Addison drives baseline, finds Bertolino. Yes, from about 7 feet out for Sydney Bertolino. Her second bucket of the quarter. She has 4 points. 105 seconds for the ball game. Hope you enjoyed game one tonight in boys action as we saw Carlinville defeat Litchfield 60-51. Lincoln Wood loses the basketball into the hands of Dengbar now for Nokomis. 90 seconds for the ball game. Jamie Johnson on the left wing. Up top to Kaylin Davis. On the right wing with Carly King. Carly leaves it off for Bertolino. Left wing now with Dengbar. Addison Dengbar slips it back to Davis. Kaylin leaves it for Johnson. Davis will come and set the ball screen. Bertolino, left side of the key, leaves it off for King. 65 seconds for the ball game. King left alone. She'll fire. Too strong. Rebound is out of bounds, and it will. See, Lincoln would touch that ball, and it's going to be Nokomis ball. Haley Dom should have just let that go out of bounds, but she tracked it down on the corner and then stepped out. Substitutions for the Lancers here is Amanda Seelbach is back on the floor. Jasmine Vickery is on the floor. Kylie Neisler has checked in, a 5'3 freshman. And also into the action, Shelly Hattenbach for Lincoln Wood. Nokomis trying to get it down to Kaylin Davis. The entry pass is tipped out. It'll stay with Nokomis, 54 seconds for the ballgame. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. Girls High School Basketball, Hillsboro at Southwestern, live at 7 tomorrow night, all on FM 106. As Carly King buries it out of the left corner, her second field goal of the quarter, 49-26. 40 seconds for the game. At to travel on Slidham. The old up and down right there. She elevated for the shot, then realized she was going to get blocked. Came back down with it for the travel. 49-26 Nokomis. They've led throughout. Half a minute to play in the ball game. This will be the last time we have the Nokomis and Lincolnwood girls on the radio here in this COVID season. Down low to Bertolino, off the window. It's good for Sydney. She has six. We're slated to have the Nokomis boys and Lincolnwood boys on the radio one more time each. You can find our remaining broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. Victory 4-3, short. It goes out of bounds, and it will head over to Nokomis. Just 4.2 seconds left in the ball game. 51-26 will be the final, and the Nokomis Redskins are MSM Conference champions, their first year in the league. They go perfect in the MSM and claim the conference title, and they will try to make it two conference titles when they go to Father McGivney on Monday. A win there, and they will be not only MSM Conference champions, but Prairie State Conference champions. 51-26 the final. Nokomis wins it over Lincolnwood. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. A wire-to-wire conference-clinching victory for Nokomis here tonight. They beat Lincolnwood 51-26 with the win. Nokomis 9-3 and MSM Conference champions. With the loss, Lincolnwood drops to 1-10 on the season. Looking at the scoring for Nokomis, led tonight by Audrey Sabo with 13, 11 for Kristen Stauder, 8 points for Addison Dangbar, 6 points for Sydney Bertolino, 5 points for Emma Snedden, 4 points for Carly King, 3 points for Natalie Engelman, 2 points for Mia Fesser here tonight. I had Nokomis 10 of 20 at the foul line, unofficially 17 turnovers for Nokomis, quarters of 14, 15, 8, and 14 for their winning total of 51. And again, 9-3 on the year, MSM Conference champions. For Lincolnwood, quarters of 5, 6, 7, and 8 for their total of 26. They were led tonight by Cassie Krager's 8 points, 5 points for Maggie McClelland, 4 points for Avery Pope, 4 points for Caitlin Payne, 3 points for Haley Dom, 2 points for Sophie Rainwater. Had Lincolnwood 4 of 10 at the charity stripe and 27 turnovers committed here tonight. So Nokomis wins it over Lincolnwood 51-26 to claim the MSM Conference Championship. Game 1 tonight in our doubleheader saw the Carletonville boys beat Litchfield 60-51. We'll have scores for you 7:30 tomorrow. Spotlight on sports. Sports Saturday at 9:03. And then a big-time girls high school basketball game tomorrow night. Hillsboro at Southwestern live at around 7. All the action on FM 106. And we'll stream the high school game at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Kevin McDonald and all the fine folks here at Nokomis for their hospitality. So much more goes into hosting these events, obviously, this year with all the COVID protocols. So thank you very much to Kevin McDonald and the entire staff here at Nokomis for all the extra work they are putting in so the kids can have this opportunity to compete this year. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Congratulations to the Nokomis Lady Redskins, MSM Conference champions here in the COVID season, as they beat Lincolnwood 51-26. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI. I am Tim Mize saying good night from Nokomis.